What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
No DP, no J, just me, Austin Orman. Appreciate you tuning in to Old School here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Mentioned we're going to wrap up this hour by talking some college basketball. We talked to Michigan State in segment one, some Michigan in segment two. A couple teams that I think are going to surprise this next season. Indiana, I'm curious to monitor, and then Rutgers. So at the very bottom of the Big Ten Conference, you had Michigan, 3-17 in conference play, 8-24 overall. The other two teams at the bottom, at least record-wise, 7-13 Maryland and 7-13 Rutgers. Okay, Rutgers is interesting. I know Nebraska got Gavin Griffiths out of there, 6'8 wing, 180-ish pounds. He's kind of Bryce Williams size, maybe taller and skinnier, different game. But Rutgers at 7-13 was still a pain to play, right? We saw him give Nebraska everything it could handle and more in Lincoln. And Nebraska had Rutgers on the ropes a couple times, and the Scarlet Knights found a way to come back and win that game in Piscataway. But Steve Peichel did something Steve Peichel hasn't done, and that's swim with the big fish in the deep water in recruiting. Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey going to Rutgers, couple guards that are really good with the ball in their hands. Steve Peichel gets him to commit to Rutgers. Like, two of the top five guys in the class are going to Rutgers to play basketball. It's still absolutely shocking to me how Steve Peichel is able to pull it off. Dylan Harper, less so, right? Because his brother is Ron Harper Jr., of course, son of Ron Harper. So Derek Harper has the family ties, and Ace Bailey, I think, is a Northeast or at least an East Coast guy to some degree. But Rutgers, man, there's got to be a relationship with Bailey and Harper somewhere down the line that made them want to play together and at Rutgers. And this is either going to go one of two ways for Rutgers. And I want you guys to bookmark this. Come back to me later in the season. Say, hey, Austin, end of hour one of Old School on Tuesday, April 23rd of 2024. You were right or you were wrong. I think there's two ways this can go for Rutgers. Way number one is that Bailey and Harper come out guns a-blazing. Rutgers kind of eases into the schedule. They have a good record. But then as you get into conference play and Peichel doubles down on playing defense, on being more prepared, on being grittier, the freshmen are like, whoa, 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 coach. Not sure what I signed up for, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't this. They still play, but they take their shots. They kind of check out on their one-and-done stop on the way to the NBA. That's one way it could go. The other way it could go is that Rutgers struggles early on. The freshmen aren't used to playing defense like that. They might get benched a time or two, in the non-conference by November or December. But then January after the new year, teams are still kind of easing their way back from Christmas break, kind of in the dog days of the schedule in January and February. Rutgers is a pain to play, and these freshmen are starting to put it together. And then by the end of February and the start of March, as you're looking forward to the Big Ten tournament, there's Rutgers, just kind of in the middle of the pack in the standings. They did enough early, but not a lot. But they're playing a lot better recently. And Rutgers might be the team that nobody in the sport wants to play in February and March. I don't know which is more or less likely, but those are the two ways that I think I could see this Rutgers season going. Fascinating gamble by Steve Peichel going outside of his normal, you know, kind of recruiting base and chops to get a couple of top five players. Let's go to Indiana, though. The Hoosiers this year end up finishing sixth in the Big Ten standings, at 10-10, where they had tiebreakers over Michigan State and over Iowa. 19-14 overall, 13-5 at Assembly Hall, 4-6 on the road. But Indiana...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Loaded up. Khalil Ware gone. I think Trey Galloway finally graduated. He's been around for a while. But what Mike Woodson did in the transfer portal, incredibly, incredibly impressive. The biggest get, of course, you know, figuratively and literally, Omar Ballo, who's from Mali, the academy over there, played for Arizona these past handful of years, enters the portal, ends up getting rumored to have received $1.2 million to go don the crimson and cream out there at Indiana in Bloomington. I don't know if he's worth it, and that's a huge flyer for Arizona to take because he can be a Big Ten style, a big physical, great rebounder, runs the floor okay, decent defender, a very traditional big. Adding Ballo to the roster means Malik Renew has to be able to shoot 35% from three on two or three attempts per game. Otherwise, Indiana's going to run into the same problems where their spacing is going to be so cramped and they can't make the best use of their two big guys. Helping that problem will be getting the number 6 and the number 46 players out of the transfer portal, according to On3, Kanan Carlisle and Miles Rice. Both of them are freshmen. Rice was a redshirt freshman. We'll start with Carlisle. He started at Overtime Elite and then went to college at Stanford. Stanford's just kind of been floating in the wind, very forgettable. Carlisle's got a lot of talent. Again, 6'2", 175-pound guard. He'll have the ball in his hands quite a bit. Decent outside shooter, could still use some work on that as well, but that's an athletic piece with enough jump shooting, enough handle. I'm not surprised if he's running the point for Indiana quite a bit this year. And then Miles Rice. Miles Rice was the feel-good story of college basketball this year. That's a young man that battled cancer, that came back for it, played really well for a Washington State team that crept up on a lot of people and surprised a lot of people. I believe he was their leading scorer as a redshirt freshman out of Georgia. Really good at Washington State as the Cougars make their run to the NCAA tournament. But Rice enters the portal at the end of the year. He ends up at Indiana. So Indiana and Michigan and Rutgers are all doing the thing where it's like, okay, I just based off of your talent and your rankings, I mean, those should be top half teams in the Big Ten, really without much of a doubt. But how much do you trust those teams? How much do you trust Steve Peichel with new talent? How much do you trust that talent to buy into defending the way he wants? How much do you trust Dusty May in what's probably going to end up being the biggest job he's ever going to have, right? Florida Atlantic was a nice story, but let alone the on-the-court stuff, think about the different off-the-court requirements and responsibilities at Michigan. And then Indiana and Mike Woodson, the problems have been the same since late-stage Tom Crean, where Indiana defends adequately, has some nice talent, but really just doesn't shoot the ball well enough to make everything tie together. I probably have the most hope for Michigan just because of the numbers and because of Dusty May. Maybe those behind-the-scenes cracks show later on. Rutgers, I think I have the second most hope for because I think that offensive talent being added to a solid defensive roster will be good. If they are to get Cliff Amore back out of the transfer portal, that might be the piece that pushes them over the edge, and I might, you know, call them a first-round Big Ten tournament bye team. I'm in prove-it mode. I'm in wait-and-see mode with Indiana. I like their pieces. I like the directions they're going, but I've said that before. Plenty of people have. So Indiana absolutely has to prove it to me. Money G in Kansas, you've been waiting patiently. Your question is, if you were the portal president for college football, what would one or two changes you would make be? Let's talk about that. Drop your changes that you would make to the transfer portal here on the text line, 402-464-5685. Thanks to Sartor Heyman Jewelers for sponsoring that. We'll talk some college football. We'll talk some Nebraska football specifically and plenty more in Hour 2 of Old School. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.